Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this Mass in honor of Our Lady. Saturday of Our Lady, Our Lady on Saturday. And we celebrate this Mass under Our Lady's title, The Handmaid of the Lord. And we see in the Gospel, from the Gospel of St. Luke, the Archangel Gabriel comes to Our Lady and says, Hail, favored one. Well, at least that's the English translation in this lectionary. And it's not really precise. The official Latin version of the Church is Ave Gratia Plena, which is Hail, full of grace, just like we say when we pray the Hail Mary. So this favor, Hail, favored one, this favor that Our Lady has received is the fullness of grace that she possessed from the moment of her Immaculate Conception. Now, notice Our Lady's humility after the Archangel Gabriel explains to her that her vocation is to be the Mother of God, and she doesn't respond, Behold, I am the full of grace. May it be done to me according to your word. So the angel calls her full of grace, but she refers to herself as the handmaid of the Lord. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. So she's praised by the angel, and she humbles herself and states that she is the handmaid of the Lord, ready to be of complete service to the Lord and to his holy will. Now again, this Mass is under Our Lady's title, the Handmaid of the Lord. She uses that title twice in the Gospel for herself. Once, when the angel appears to her, and then a second time shortly afterwards when she visits her cousin St. Elizabeth. And again, the angel praised Our Lady, she humbles herself. When she goes to visit St. Elizabeth, she again receives praise from St. Elizabeth. But who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me, says St. Elizabeth. And now Our Lady proclaims her Magnificat, all the joy of her soul, and again she calls herself the handmaid of the Lord. All right. She doesn't say that he has looked upon the greatness of she who is full of grace, or that God has looked upon the mother of the Lord, but she says, for he has looked upon his handmaid's lowliness. Again, humbling herself. So receiving praise from the angel, humbling herself as the handmaid of the Lord. Praise from St. Elizabeth, humbling herself as the handmaid of the Lord. And so see how this is really, for Our Lady, her glory is to be of service to the Lord. And so we should learn to imitate Our Lady and her humility, to humble ourselves in desiring to serve the Lord. And if we do so, this humble service that we render to the Lord makes us her sons, all right? Her faithful sons. And this is what it says in Psalm 16. Okay, Psalm 16. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant and the son of your handmaid. If we are servants of the Lord, then we are sons of the Lord's handmaid, sons of Our Lady. That's Psalm 116. So every true servant of the Lord becomes the son of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And now God, seeing Our Lady rendering humble service, in the end exalts Our Lady. We know that everyone who humbles himself before the Lord will then be exalted by God. And that's what happens in the case of Our Lady. She goes from being the humble handmaid of the Lord to being exalted as the Queen of Heaven. And this is what it says in the preface of today's Mass. She who saw herself as your lowly handmaid was raised up by you to reign as queen in glory. All right, so again, this should be the same path that every one of us travels, right? Humble service of the Lord so that we will be raised up to participate in his glory. May Our Lady grant us this grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.